The compound just along the National Primary Road in Newton Cunningham was broken into, I would say, at the early hours. And they've seen they've wrecked the place as well as they've broken, they've done damage to doors and stuff, and they've stolen equipment. I would say they needed a vehicle to shift the equipment. Like, and it just highlights the need for guards and basically patrol cars in that whole area.
Somewhat coincidental that the headline on the Donegal News this morning is Garda rejects border crime crisis claims, with Superintendent Vincent O'Brien quoted as saying he's satisfied with the rostering system. That's something that you've questioned in the past number of weeks.
Yeah, I've continued to question it, and I'm trying to get a forum set up, and I'm getting sort of negative vibes on that as well. You know, the people are not happy with the level of service that's coming from the services at the minute, the Garda. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Now, you're a sitting member of Donegal County Council, which does have a joint policing committee. Is there a role for the council here through the JPC to perhaps take a more direct involvement and a more direct interest in this?
Yeah, definitely. We have to work through the joint policing and get more action and basically get more people involved up here in Donegal, because Donegal needs to be treated nearly like an island, because we don't have the borders that the other counties have. And so far as people in Carlow, Cab, whatever, they can go into each other's counties and patrol them, we can't do that. Like, we're cut off from everywhere.